Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mamar Ram Goldar, and today Mazakas Baba Basra, Daf Nun Vav, the third parak, Cheskas Abatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that if two Eidim testified about 3 years of a Chazakah, V'nimsu Zomimim, and they were found to be Zomimim, meaning other Eidim testified they could not have witnessed their testimony because they were elsewhere during that time, Mishalmin Lo Masakol, they pay the original owner for the entire property, since their Eidus would have deprived him of the property. Shnai Berishona, Shnai Mishniya, Shnai Mishlishis. If two Eidim testify about the first year of use, two others testify about the second year, and two others about the third year, combining to a full Eidus of a Chazakah, and they were found to be Zomim, Mishalshim Benim, they divide the payment in three among them, since their Eidus was combined to potentially take away his property. The Mishnah concludes that if three brothers each testified to 1 year of Chazakah, and another unrelated aid testified to all 3 years, these are considered three independent testimonies since they concern different years and can establish a Chazakah, but are considered one testimony regarding Hazama that they divide the penalty and no one pays unless all the Eidim are found Zomimim. Point number two, our Mishnah, which allows combining three testimonies about separate years into a Chazakah, disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. In a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi relates that when his father Chalafta went to learn Torah under Rabbi Yochim and Nuri, some have it as a reverse, they both agreed that such Eidus could be combined, but Rabbi Akiva argued that since the Torah writes that a davar, a matter is established through two witnesses, we darshan davar lo chatzi davar, a complete matter, but not a half matter. And the Eidus must have a legal impact on its own to be valid. In our Mishnah, since each pair of witnesses only testifies to 1 year, which cannot establish a Chazakah, none of the Eidus is acceptable. Our Mishnah, which combines such testimony, holds Chasidavar excludes a different case, where two Eidim attest to a single hair on a girl's back, and another two attest to a single hair on her stomach. These testimonies are not combined to consider her an adult. The Rashbam explains that here, where both hairs could have been seen at once, testimony about only one is deficient, as opposed to testimony about separate years, which by definition cannot be witnessed at once. And point number three, Rav Yehuda said, Echad Omer Achal Chitim, if one witness says the machzik cultivated wheat as the field's produce, Echad Omer Achal Seorim, and one witness says he cultivated barley, Harzo Chazaka, this is a valid Chazaka. Rav Nachman assumed Rav Yehuda referred to witnesses testifying about different years of consumption, and therefore asked that if so, if one witness testified that a machzik used the land for the first, third, and fifth years, and the second witness testified that he used it for the second, fourth, and sixth years, could that establish a chazakah? Since neither aid attests to three consecutive years of use, a chazakah cannot be established. You replied that in the latter case, the Eidim are not testifying about the same years and cannot be combined for a Chazakah since neither testified to a Chazakah. But in the first case, both Eidim testify about the same 3 years. Although they contradict each other about which produce was eaten, ben chite l'sa'ari levadaitayu da'inche, people do not notice a difference between wheat and barley, so the disagreement on this detail is disregarded. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states that if two Eidim testified about 3 years of a Chazakah, v'nimsu Zomimim, and they were found to be Zomimim, meaning other Eidim testified that they could not have witnessed their testimony because they were elsewhere during that time, Mishalmin Lo Masakol, they pay the original owner for the entire property, since their testimony would have deprived him of the property. Shnai Berishona, Shnai Mishniya, Shnai Mishlishis. If two Eidim testify about the first year of use, two others testify about the second year, and two others about the third year, combining to a full Eidus of a Chazakah, and they were found to be Zomim, Mishalshim Benim, they divide the payment in three among them, since their Eidus was combined to potentially take away his property. The Mishnah concludes that if three brothers each testified to 1 year of Chazakah, and another unrelated aid testified to all 3 years, these are considered three independent testimonies since they concern different years and can establish a Chazakah, but are considered one testimony regarding Hazama that they divide the penalty and no one pays unless all the Eidim are found Zomimim. Point number two, our Mishnah, which allows combining three testimonies about separate years into a Chazakah, disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. In a Braisa, Rabbi Yossi relates that when his father Chalafta went to learn Torah under Rabbi Yochim and Nuri, some have it as a reverse, they both agreed that such Eidus could be combined, but Rabbi Akiva argued that since the Torah writes that a davar, a matter is established through two witnesses, we darshan davar lo chatzi davar, a complete matter, but not a half matter. And the Eidus must have a legal impact on its own to be valid. In our Mishnah, since each pair of witnesses only testifies to 1 year, which cannot establish a Chazakah, none of the Eidus is acceptable. Our Mishnah, which combines such testimony, holds Chasidaber excludes a different case, where two Edim attest to a single hair on a girl's back and another to attest to a single hair on her stomach. These testimonies are not combined to consider her an adult. The Rashbam explains that here, where both hairs could have been seen at once, testimony about only one is deficient, as opposed to testimony about separate years, which by definition cannot be witnessed at once. And point number three, Rav Yehuda said, Echad omer achal chitim, if one witness says the machzik cultivated wheat as the field's produce, ve'echad omer achal seorim, and one witness says he cultivated barley, harzo chazaka, this is a valid chazaka. Rav Nachman assumed Rav Yehuda referred to witnesses testifying about different years of consumption, and therefore asked that if so, if one witness testified that a machzik used the land for the first, third, and fifth years, and the second witness testified that he used it for the second, fourth, and sixth years, could that establish a chazaka? Since neither aid attests the three consecutive years of use, a chazaka cannot be established. You replied that in the latter case, the Edim are not testifying about the same years and cannot be combined for a chazaka since neither testified to a chazaka. But in the first case, both Edim testify about the same 3 years. Although they contradict each other about which produce was eaten, ben chite l'sa'ari leva daitayo da'inche, people do not notice a difference between wheat and barley, so the disagreement on this detail is disregarded. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Vav, and this was suggested to us by Rabbi Shlomo Weissman from Passaic, New Jersey, as well as by Rabbi Moshe White from Edmonton, Alberta. They both suggested that Nun Vav is a shusher in shul going, nu nu, nu nu. So here goes. The shusher in basin said, nu nu, to quiet two Edim Zomim testifying to a chazaka who had to pay the owner for a field, and to two other Edim that were saying half an Edus because of Davar, Volchatzi Davar, to allow a set of Edim to testify on a Chazaka, even though one said the Machzik ate wheat, and the other said he ate barley. Once again, slow motion. The Shusher and Basin said, Nu Nu, Shusher saying Nu Nu? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Vav. The Shusher and Basin said, Nu Nu, to quiet two Edim Zomim testifying to a Chazaka who had to pay the owner for a field, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that if two Edim testified about 3 years of a Chazaka, and they were found to be Zomim, Mishamunu is a cult, they pay the original owner for the entire property since their Edus would have deprived him of the property. Shnai Berishonah, Shnai Bishniah, Shnai Bishlishis. If two Edim testify about the first year of use, two others testify about the second year, and two others about the third year, combining to a full testimony of a chazaka, and they were found to be zomim, mishalshing b'nehim. They divide the payment in three among them, since their testimony was combined to potentially take away his property. So the shusher and basin said, nu nu, to quiet two edim zomim, testifying to a chazaka, who had to pay the owner for a field, and to two other edim that were saying half an edus because of davar, volchatzi davar, which reminds us, our Mishnah, which allows combining three testimonies about separate years into chazaka, disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. In a brace, Rabbi Yossi relates that when his father Chalafta went to learn Torah under Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, some have it as a reverse, they both agreed such edus could be combined. But Rabbi Akiva argued and said that since the Torah writes that a davar, a matter is established through two witnesses, we darshan davar, volchatzi davar, a complete matter but not half a matter. Any edus must have a legal impact on its own to be valid. In our Mishnah, since each pair of witnesses only testifies to 1 year, which cannot establish a chazaka, none of the testimony is acceptable. So the shusher and basin said, nu nu, to quiet two edim zomim, testifying to a chazaka who had to pay the owner for a field, and to two other edim that were saying half an edus because of davar, volchatzi davar, to allow a set of edim to testify on a chazaka, even though one said the machzik ate wheat, and the other said he ate barley, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said, Echad omer achal achitim, if one witness says the machzik cultivated wheat as the field's produce, the Echad omer achal seorim, and one witness says he cultivated barley, harizo chazaka, this is a valid chazaka. Although they contradict each other about which produce was eaten, people do not notice a difference between wheat and barley, so the disagreement on this detail is disregarded. So once again, the shusher and basin said, nu nu, to quiet two edim zomim testifying to a chazaka who had to pay the owner for a field, and to two other Edim that were saying half an Edus because of davar, volchatzi davar, to allow a set of Edim to testify on a chazaki, even though one said the machzik ate wheat, and the other said he ate barley. All right, so now it's time for our Vorbalabach Chazara, Daf Nun Beis. So the Siman Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Beis, the newbie to Yiddishkeit who mistakenly accepted a pikadon from a child, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that one may not accept a pikadon from married women, from slaves, or from children because we suspect they may have stolen the money from their husband, the master, or home, respectively, and accepting the picadon assists their thievery. If one did accept a picadon from a woman or a slave, it should be returned to them since they may own it. If one accepted a picadon from a child, yasul segula, he should set up a trust for him, meaning he shouldn't return it since the child cannot responsibly safeguard it. The Gemara defines a trust as a sefer Torah to learn from, or a palm tree which will yield fruit from while the principle remains. So the newbie Yiddishkeit who mistakenly accepted a picadon from a child, whose brothers were fighting with their oldest brother managing their father's estate, who presented shtaros, bearing his name, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a brother who is managing the father's estate on behalf of all the brothers. Ba'yonos u'shtaros yotzin al shmo, and documents of sales and loans appear in the brother's name, and he claims they are from money he inherited independently from his maternal grandfather. Rav says, alav lahavi raya, it's incumbent upon him, the managing brother, to prove the shtaros refer to his personal assets because his name may have been written simply because he managed the estate. Shmuel says, alachin lahavi raya, it's incumbent upon the brothers to prove the shtaros are from the father's estate. So the Nubiti Yiddishkeit who mistakenly accepted picadon from a child, whose brothers were fighting with their oldest brother managing their father's estate, who presented shtaros bearing his name, was on his way to Opan to learn how to say, Lech Chazek Ukni, to buy our property, if a kenya is not made in his presence, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Membeis Amidov stated that the laws of a three-year chazaka only apply to a dispute over ownership, but where one is acquiring a property such as a gift, brothers dividing an estate, or the hefker estate of a ger who died, he acquires it by locking, fencing, or breaching its enclosure. Rava clarifies, Befanov, if the acquisition was made in his presence, the seller does not need to tell the buyer, Lech Chazek Ukni, go make a chazaka, and thereby acquire, because his silence indicates his consent to the kinyan. Shalom, Befanov, if the kinyan was not made in his presence, he must tell him beforehand, Lech Chazek Ukni, go make a chazaka, and acquire it. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Simur Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Nigerian prince who sent a servant to acquire a chatzar by placing a stone in the wall, locking in the irrigation, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Nasin tzvor v'hoyel, if one placed a stone and benefited the property with it, natal tzvor v'hoyel, or removed a stone and benefited the property, harizo chazaka, this is considered a chazaka to acquire it. The Gemara clarifies that in the first case, he placed a stone, the tzamad lamaya, where he sealed water inside the field to water it and prevent it from draining. And in the second case, removed a stone and increased the water flowing into the field. So the Nigerian prince who sent a servant to acquire a chatzar by placing a stone in the wall, locking in the irrigation, and sent another to acquire two fields with a raised boundary in between by making one kinyan on them all, which reminds us regarding two hefker fields with one boundary, meaning a raised strip of land between them. Rabbi Zera asks, what is the halacha if one intended to acquire both fields and the boundary with one act of chazaka? Do we say the boundary of each land is one, and he acquires all of them where he intends to do so? Or do we say the boundary stands alone, and the field stands alone, meaning that since the boundary is of a higher elevation, it is a separate land, and they cannot be acquired together? The question is left unresolved. So the Nigerian prince who sent his servant to acquire chatzar by placing a stone in the wall, locking in the irrigation, and sent another to acquire two fields with a raised boundary in between by making one kinyan on them all, was shocked to find the palace he built on the next day a ger who died went to the guy who came along and installed a door, which reminds us, the Gemara considers various acts regarding acquiring property from Hefker. Rabbi Baravua said, Habona paltrin gadoin benichse ager. If one builds a large mansion on the property of a ger who died, and another comes and installs a door on it, gana, the second person acquires a property. The one who built the mansion does not acquire it because he merely arranged bricks on the property, since people can enter just as easily as before. By installing doors, the second person exercises control over the property. Daf Nun Dalad. So the Simur Daf Nun Dalad is noodles, and we often use a pasta chef. So here goes. The pasta chef who cut off the lame noodle-shaped branches. Pasta chef, noodles? That must be on Daf Nun Dalad. The pasta chef who cut off the lame noodle-shaped branches from an apple tree in order to improve the tree. And Bikona it, which reminds us, Shmuel taught four cases of a chazak which depend on whether one's intent was for the property's benefit. The first case is regarding one who removed branches from a palm tree. Adaita dedikla kanei, if his intent was for the palm tree's benefit by pruning it, he acquires it. Adaita dechavasa lokane, if his intent was for animal food, he doesn't acquire it. His intent can be determined by seeing if he took branches from all sides of the tree, pruning it properly, or from one side, and just for obtaining animal food. So the pasta chef who cut off the lame noodle-shaped branches from an apple tree in order to improve the tree, and bikona it, and dug a little in the hefker field marked by a noodle boundary, acquiring the whole field, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Sadeh HaMusiyamas B'Mitzareha. Regarding a Hefker field marked by its boundaries, Rav said, as soon as he digs once in the field, he acquires the entire field. Shmuel said, he only acquires the place of his digging. So the pasta chef who cut off the lame noodle-shaped branches from an apple tree in order to improve the tree, and be kona it, and dug a little in the Hefker field marked by a noodle boundary, acquiring the whole field, grabbed the land his Italian competitor was selling to a Yid because it's as ownerless as a desert, which reminds us, Shmuel said, Nixei Ovu Kochavim Harayin Kamidbar, properties of an idolater, when being sold to a Jew, are like a desert. Anyone who makes a chazaka in them acquires him for himself. He explained that regarding the idolater, as soon as the purchase money reaches his hand, he's removed from his ownership since money affects transactions for idolaters. Still, the Jew who gave the money doesn't acquire the property until the shtar reaches his hand, as is the halach in a city where shtar is usually written. Therefore, the land is left ownerless, like a desert, and available for anyone. Daf Nun Hey. So the Simran Daf Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The wealthy heir who had a servant put up a speed limit sign. Speed limit sign? That must be on Daf Nun Hey, 55. The wealthy heir who had a servant put up a speed limit sign in a field he acquired by paying the previous owner's taxes, which reminds us, three laws are quoted in Shmuel's name, the third of which is, Hani Zaharui de Zabin Arlataska. These wealthy heirs who purchase land by paying its property tax, Zavinu Zavine, their purchase is a valid purchase. If the owner does not pay his property tax, the government allows anyone to pay it and thereby own the land. This acquisition is binding through Dina de Malchus Adina. So the wealthy heir who had a servant put up a speed limit sign in a field he acquired by paying the previous owner's taxes wasn't sure if he stepped over into the field with a grave, which reminds us, Rav Asi said in Rabbi Yochanan's name, Hametzer v'chatzav mafsik b'nichsei ager, a boundary in the chatzav plant whose roots grow straight down, divide properties regarding acquiring the estate of a ger who died, as saw in Daf Nun Gimel, that a kinyan on one does not acquire the other, but not regarding pay and tumah. A division regarding tumah refers to a mishmah, one who entered an area of fields during the rainy season when it's Rishus HaYachid, because people avoid trampling the produce, but said, I don't know if I entered that place or not, meaning this specific field containing a grave. Rabbi Eliezer rules him tahor, but the Chamim rule him tameh, like the standard halacha of safek tumah in Rishus HaYachid. So the wealthy heir who had a servant put up a speed limit sign in a field he acquired by paying the previous owner's taxes wasn't sure if he stepped over into the field with a grave, because he was distracted by the man with the number 55 on his hat, carrying out halves of a dried fig into a shusa rabim, one at a time, which reminds us, Ravin agrees that a boundary and chasid plant do not divide domains regarding Shabbos liability, but Rava says it does. The relevant case is explained with the brisa. Hotzi chasi grogeres v'shusa rabim hainicho. If one carried out something the size of a half a dried fig into a public domain and put it down there, and then carried another chatzi grogeres, behelam echod chayv, if this happened during one lapse of awareness, he's chayv to bring a chatzis, because the two acts combined to a significant amount of caring. B'shnei halamos pater, if this happened in two lapses, meaning he realized it was Shabbos, he is exempt. Rabbi Yossi says that even if both were done behelam echod, b'rishus achas chayv, if both halves were carried into one domain, he's chayv. B'shnei rishuyos pater, if they're brought into two different domains, the two acts cannot be combined, and he's pater. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we have a three machlokas regarding who is subject to the din of Yom or Yomayim, the current owner of an Eved or the former owner who retains the Eved service for 30 days? That's on daf Nun. Good number two, which daf do we have that Edim Zomim who testified to a chazaka must pay the owner for the entire property? That's on daf Nun Vav. Good number three, which daf to discuss the acquisition of two hefker fields with a raised boundary between them? That's on daf Nun Gimel. Good number four. Which stuff they learned if one aide said the Makzi cultivated wheat and the other said he cultivated barley, their aides is combined. That's on Dav. Nun Vav. Good number five. Which stuff of a case where a brother managing an inherited estate presents Shtaros bearing his name? That's on Dav. Nun Beis. Good number six. Which stuff they discuss acquiring land by paying its property tax versus a head tax? That's on Dav. Nun Hey. Good number seven. Which of the one, how much of a hefker field is acquired through plowing part of it? That's on Dav. Nun Dalad. Good number eight. Which Dav to discuss carrying out a chetzi grogeres into a reshus rabim and then another on Shabbos? That's on Dav. Nun Hey. Good number nine. Which of the one, Rav Kiva holds that Aiden cannot combine to testify to different years of a chazaka since he holds davar, lo chetzi davar? That's on Dav. Nun Vav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn? A shtar of sale does not acquire until money is given unless the seller want to close the sale immediately because he was selling poor land. That's on Dav. Nun Olive. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.